been giving it to Fed almost 2 months in which to get grants. And we don't believe any appellate court anywhere would have reversed the court if the court had seen fit to set it on that day. But the court in Wisconsin saw fit to set this case March the 3rd, 1969. So then the court in substance has given the defense 5 months in which to get ready. And as I understand now, as of this day, the purpose for this hearing is for Mr. Foreman to make a progress report to the court as to what preparations he has done in order to get ready on March the 3rd. So far, all I've heard is that Mr. Foreman is arranging his schedule, but not for March the 3rd, but someday beyond March the 3rd, which he hasn't said to this court yet. And I say, if it pleases the court, that Mr. Foreman should have the fruits of the investigation made by a private retained counsel who had been in the case since a few days after the arrest of this man. And might I say here, if the court pleases, Mr. Foreman says that he feels that there was no adequate preparation made, but then he says that I have a bill, if I understood him correctly, he has a bill from a private investigator who says, that somebody's been making some kind of an investigation into this matter, and the court ordered Mr. Haynes to turn over the fruits of his investigation to this man. I make this observation for this point only, if the court pleases. He's not starting out cold, so to speak. If somebody just walked into the case, he is supposed to have, as he said, the fruits of the investigation made by Mr. Haynes. That was a court order, as I understood it. But let me say this, if the court pleases. Mr. Foreman hasn't suggested any day other than March the 3rd would be an impossibility for Mr. Foreman to get ready. I don't think justice should be stalled because it's Mr. Foreman's practice to work alone if the court pleases. That's Mr. Foreman's problem. But it shouldn't become a state problem, and it shouldn't become a court problem in a case of this kind. So on November the 12th, the court that he was going to make contact with a Tennessee attorney and associate himself so as order to expeditiously handle this matter in the business of the court to be ready for trial. It's a month later and he hasn't done that. Now, I said before, somebody's cracking with this court. This case ought to be and should be tried. He's intimating something about his client being indigent. And I can only go with on what's been done in this court, but somewhere along the line, I've heard thousands of dollars being mentioned about a publication of some kind. But he didn't say anything about not being paid. Mr. Foreman states to the court here that somewhere in the future here, there might be this and there might be that, and I have been contacted. Looks to me like he's got a valuable asset of some kind in the eyes of the news media, if the court pleases. I don't know the purpose and the idea behind the indigent statement being made. Mr. Foreman came in here not expecting any funds. That's Mr. Foreman's business. It shouldn't become a problem of the court, but I guarantee before all this is over, there will be fun reason, the state might not make this observation to the court. I've lived with this case. We have, the whole office, whole city, whole state, back the whole country. We made an investigation. Into the investigation that had been made by the different law enforcement agencies involved, even myself and General Canale, I'd say in 20 days, talk to the people that are pertinent to this case. I gotta say, it also under our law, Mr. Foreman's been furnished with a list of witnesses. About every witness that's been in contact with this case. I'm making these observations. He's not starting to act cold here. Mr. Haynes, the Foreman said he turned his investigation over to him. Investigator makes a $9,000 worth of investigation. It looks to me like he's got something. I haven't heard any dates that Mr. Foreman has suggested or recommended will fit in with Mr. Foreman's schedule. Other than March the 3rd is a physical impossibility for him to be ready. Now, Mr. Foreman should have evaluated all these things before he came in here. He shouldn't come in here and tell the court, I'm counsel and I'm his last hope. But I've got problems, all kinds of problems, and because of my problems, justice should be stalled. We think March the 3rd is more than ample time for Mr. Foreman, if the court pleases. More than ample time. He should be ready for trial on that day. He's counsel of this man's choice, if the court pleases. He is an assistant to counsel guaranteed by the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution and by the Constitution of this state. His own privately retained counsel. We speak of indigency. I don't know whether this man fits into that category or not. What I know about Casey is a world traveler and he was living better than me. He's a funny sort of indigent, if the court pleases, from what I know about this case. He's a world traveler. He has one of the top lawyers in the United States representing him. Yet he's an idiot. It's almost ludicrous. This case should be, as I said before, should be treated as any other business that comes before this court. Now, I don't see anything amiss with the court telling Mr. Foreman, you might have your problems, Mr. Foreman, but the court does also. And so does the other side of the court to stand. You see fit to come in here and accept employment. Whether there are funds coming to you or not is a matter between you and this man. The court's going to take care of this business and see that justice is meted out, Mr. Foreman. And justice means that he's entitled to a trial, a speedy trial, but you never hear that anymore. The county, unique situation is still asking for a speedy trial. But it's a wider defense. I don't see any reason, if the court pleases, from my heart to the court, why this court can't treat this case as another piece of business and move this. I don't see any reason at all why the court who has ordered Mr. Haynes to make his investigation available to this man. To tell Mr. Foreman, Mr. Foreman, you accept it, don't, or you accept it, put it this way. You accept the employment in this case, funds and fees is a matter, a personal matter between the two of you, and not the court's concern. The court's concern is to see that he's represented. I don't see for the life of me why the court and you ain't a problem with Mr. Foreman, I'm going to take him to court business. I want this case tried on March 3rd, 1969. And order Mr. Foreman to do that. And he expects of Mr. Foreman to be ready on that day. To present in this court. And I consider that March 3rd is